talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going back to the front lines of history in the making. This time we're going to the lines. Mark of the Sack, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, well, we need to, I kind of have some issues with the private schools, the way they're doing it now. That when I was a kid, of course, they, that if you wanted to send your kid to parochial school, you paid for it yourself. And for people of limited means in Milwaukee, part of the problem in Milwaukee is the underinvestment in education they've had been doing for decades. And that it's a shame that they're not fully funding the public schools the way they should. But part of the solution is get, that for these families, kids are not exposed. Some of these kids are not exposed to books when they are small children. And of course, I was. I mean, my family had a, we were a family of very modest means, but there's all kinds of books around the house when I was a kid. My mom had signed me up for some book club when I was a kid where I got titles like Robin Hood, Heart of a Dog by Terhune, The Wizard of Oz, and my mother read to us every night. So many families that perhaps part of the thing is there should be funding, when children are born, there should be some kind of thing where books start to go home with them. Perhaps not at that point, but a little bit later on, so parents of modest means can afford to have some kind of literature in the house. And these kids are encouraged to read at a young age.
There's two aspects of this, Mark. Two aspects of it. One is there's a lot of data that shows that their household among poorer people, where there's not a single book in the house, and also there's not an awful lot of conversation with the child, so they don't hear many words, they don't see many books. That's something that's very difficult to say the state should do something about that early on. But one thing the state can do is to provide an education. Now, when it comes to Milwaukee funds everything it can, the state has deliberately withheld money from Milwaukee under Republicans, simply because, quite frankly, to be very blunt about this, the Republican Party doesn't like Milwaukee, and that's what's going on. So the idea behind charter and voucher schools is it gives parents of limited means, especially who've been subject to terrible segregation and mistreatment for a long time, some options. And the question is, should that be extended statewide, regardless of ability to pay? I don't think that should be, and Governor Evers vetoed that. But there's so many things that tie into this: racial segregation, economic disparity, and so forth. The key is education. The key is always education, and anything that can excite a child to stay in school, be educated. I agree with you that there has to be more cultural exposure to things like books and things like, frankly, just discussion with the child. And that's something that the state can't mandate, but the state can provide a good education. Thanks an awful lot, Mark, for calling in. I want to get back to Ukraine. A terrible thing has happened over there. One of the things, among others, one of the things that Putin did, and he did it deliberately, he put a general in charge of the war in eastern Ukraine, who was called the Butcher of Aleppo in Syria. This guy's a sadist, and he understands that the way to demoralize an army is to torture the civilian population. He did it in Aleppo, in Syria. Well, they brought in so-called soldiers, mercenaries from Chechnya and Syria, who are Islamic terrorists. And these people are going through the countryside, raping women in front of their children and torturing people. The idea is to break their spirits. There is a town in eastern Ukraine called Borodianka, B-O-R-O-D-I-A-N-K-A. Borodyanka. And there was a hospital for the mentally impaired there, 500 people in it, including staff. The Chechenians went in, Chechen Islamic terrorists, and they pulled everybody out in the courtyard and held a gun on them and had a camera on them and all said, smile, we command you to smile. Then one at a time, they were led up to a camera and they were told with a gun to their heads, quote, you must say to the camera, thank you, Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin. Anybody who wouldn't do that is shot or tortured. One middle-aged woman came up and she said, I can't say that. So what she said was, thank you for not killing us, and then fainted. Unleashing Islamic terrorists on a Christian population in Ukraine to torture them is what Putin has done. And this was a tactic that was done through various jihadist incursions in Europe for 1,300 years. Putin is a sadist. He's a genocidal sadist. We have no soul if we continue to let this happen. It could easily be stopped by giving Zelensky the planes, multi-missile launchers, shorter ship missiles that go out more than a few miles, tanks, ammo, humanitarian corridor to Mariupol. He is not going to use nuclear weapons because of what's done in Ukraine. But if he is permitted to, quote, win, end quote, he goes into Moldova, and then he starts to chew away at Eastern Estonia, which is in NATO, and Finland, which is not yet in NATO, that is going to extend a European war. The greatest asset we have right now is the unity of the Ukrainian people, their bravery, their leadership. We've got to support it. We have got to support it. The Republican Party, some influential people in charge of the party, I'm talking about Trump, ideologically speaking, Tucker Carlson, Pompeo, praised Putin right in the middle of February, said he had a lot of respect for him. That's like saying you have a lot of respect for Hitler. Josh Hawley, why aren't we supporting Putin? The Democratic Party has got to just deal with the fact that they have a treasonous opposition, that the Republican Party is a treasonous opponent. We have to trust American voters and do the right thing. Joe Biden has got to get those planes, multi-missile launchers, stop this sadism that is now part Russian and part Islamic terrorist in a European country. Got to stop it. We have no soul if we don't stop it. They go through the country. They end up taking Odessa. Cut off Ukraine from the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. Starve it. Make it a vassal state. Send Islamic terrorists and sadists like the butcher of Aleppo through to torture civilians until they surrender and their spirit is broken. That will be the end, quite frankly. That will be the end of the Democratic Party and, frankly, the Republican Party. And I'm going to say this on the air for the first time right now. Maybe time for a new party, the United Party. United Americans, where we weed out the fascist right of the Republican Party that's destroying our democracy, and we weed out the Islamo left, enforce our immigration laws. Why are we permitting people from Chechnya to come into this country as immigrants? I'll tell you who some of those immigrants were. The Tsarnaev brothers, Tamerlane, Dr. Tsarnaev in Boston. They blew up the Boston Marathon. One of them was killed. The other one got the death penalty and snuck out of it so far. Stop all immigration from Russia and Chechnya. Any country that's in Ukraine, stop it. Any country that's an enemy of the United States, Stop it. Go to the lines. Rocky of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Rocky?
Good morning. I was hoping you had an idea about, or could explain, why don't we at least get food to Ukraine as a way to get, you know, people so that they can fight, at least the cities where they're starving them out? What stops us from delivering them food? And then if we're attacked, we respond.
Absolutely right. In fact, that is a great way to start it. You just announced that we're going to put a humanitarian corridor to Mariupol in eastern Ukraine, and we are going to bring in food and fresh water. And frankly, I would bring in weapons as well and reinforcements. And you tell the Russians, it's very simple. You attack us and you are toast. You're annihilated. They can't stand up to us. They can't even stand up to the Ukrainian army. And they are not going to attack the United States. Not in Ukraine. We're not invading Russia. That is an excellent idea. That is a humanitarian lift. Airlift them in. The Air Force goes in, accompanied by fighter jets, puts in, frankly, no fly over Ukraine, stop the bombing. We got to get some spine. There will not be a Democratic Party ever again if Ukraine falls, and there will not be a Republican Party, a fascist, treasonous party, if Ukraine falls. There will be a united party, United Americans. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. God's gonna cut you down.